The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is a Finish Strong Friday, a Picks Friday, a Winners Friday edition of the mighty RTFP, presented, of course, by DraftKings. Boy, that was a blowout last night. We will get to that momentarily. I love giving my picks for every game, but I love winners. I love those of you that have been listening for a short time or a long time or somewhere in between, and at some point you decide, you know what? There's a few little things Ross asks for at the start of pretty much every show. I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to become a winner.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
Spread the word, winner. Jim Stover. I saw Jim make a comment on Twitter. Love it, Jim. Very complimentary of the show. I don't know if we retweeted that yet or not, Jim, but that was awesome. Thank you. I've seen more, by the way. I have seen more of you guys quote tweeting episodes of the show. Steven Soraka, my guy, the Bills fan, did it. So I am loving that. I'm very appreciative. It's a great way, by the way, to get retweeted by either me at Ross Tucker NFL or us at Ross Tucker Pod. So very, very cool. Kudos to this week's winner and every week. Just make sure you send me an email, ross@rosstucker.com. Let me know, Jim, what you would like in terms of a press pass. I think I went over a couple days ago which ones I still have. Or you can get a signed picture or a signed football card. Some people prefer that. That's up to you. The YouTube shout-out, Andy Cross. It's a new name, made multiple comments. To me, that's like evidence that the guy wants to win, right? I've never seen the guy make a comment before. And now all of a sudden, I see multiple comments. He said, you know what? I want one of those cameo-style shout-outs from Ross. I want a video from Ross that I can give to somebody else for a gift or for a gag or whatever. So, Andy, kudos to you. And unfortunately, I'm not giving away a Madden this week. All you had to do was get a story from myfrontpagestory.com for the holidays. The best gift I'm aware of. Coolest, most unique gift. It's amazing. Nobody got one, or at least nobody forwarded me an email to ross@rosstucker.com. So maybe we'll give it one more shot next week for Thanksgiving, and then maybe I'll give those Maddens to somebody else. I don't know, maybe somebody else that wants them. Joe Dolan kind of sounded like he wanted one on the Fantasy Feast podcast. So we shall see. It's big show time.
The big show.
Last night, Thursday Night Football, the Patriots won their fifth game in a row, shutting out the Falcons 25-0.
Right. So it's interesting because I said this before the game. I tweeted it right at the start of the game, Bri. Falcons roster is really bad. I mean, especially with Cordarrelle Patterson out, which I anticipated, and especially with Calvin Ridley not there, with the mental health issues he's dealing with, their roster is rough. Matt, I tweeted this last night at Ross Tucker NFL, but watch them play and then let me know how many guys on their team you think would start for your team? It's not a lot. AJ Terrell, probably. Deion Jones. Kyle Pitts. Matt Ryan for about half the teams in the league. It's pretty slim pickings. And I'll say this too. I am disgusted watching their offensive line. I never say this, Bri, and I don't think I'm going to put it on social media. I don't like to blow up coaches, right? They're doing a good job. They're doing the best job they can. It's a hard job. But they are not very well coached up front. I don't know what they're doing. It's a three-man rush, and you've got neither guard helping the center who's one-on-one with Christian Barmore. Why is the right guard Chris Lindstrom vacating space and having Hennessy have to be one-on-one there? What is going on? It is not a very well-coached unit up front. They really struggled to block the Patriots last night. I mean, if it wasn't Judon, it was Van Noy. If it wasn't Van Noy, it was Devon Godshaw. If it wasn't Devon Godshaw, it was Christian Barmore. Patriots defense is very solid. They deserve a lot of credit. But still, I mean, what are we doing, Falcons? What are we doing? Mac Jones was really solid, I thought, as he typically is, 22 of 26, 200 yards. He did have a bad pick to A.J. Terrell. So kudos to A.J. Terrell. That might have been like the only play a Falcon made the entire night, was A.J. Terrell making that interception. Damian Harris and the Patriots' run game was pretty dominant, running the Falcons over. Nick Folk was money for the Patriots, as he typically is, 4 for 4. Meanwhile, the Falcons had the ball like at the 17. Matt Ryan takes a sack. They make a field goal but have an illegal formation. Then they miss a field goal. That is bad football 101. It's like the Falcons were trying to write a book on bad football 101 a lot last night. A lot. Matt Ryan got all beat up, tried to tough it out. That was a tough watch, especially if you're a Falcons fan, but really for anybody. I mean, that was a really, really tough watch. It's also tough right now, Bri, to hire people. I mean, we all know small business owners are busier than ever. Then you're trying to hire someone. That takes time away from your growing business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. You just create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond 770 million people. Focus on the candidates with just the right skills and experience, and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified. Then use simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Ross. That's linkedin.com/Ross to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
Let's start with the New Orleans Saints at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Tough call. Tough game. Should be an awesome football game. Should be very similar to what I thought would happen the last couple games with the Eagles, which is that it would be a field goal game that could go either way. Now, I was correct against the Chargers, and they ultimately lost by a field goal late. The Broncos, they kind of blew out. They kind of just went and dominated that game. You know, I've gone back and forth. This is literally one of those games, Bri, where depending on who talked to me when, I've made a different pick. You know, the thing that gives me pause is that the Saints have lost two close games in a row. Sean Payton's a really good coach. I think the Saints have a pretty darn good team. I guess I have a tough time picturing them losing three straight games. However, Alvin Kamara did not practice yesterday after he did practice on Wednesday. That is a game changer for me. That's the difference right there. I would have gone 23-20 Saints if Kamara was playing. I don't think he is. So I'm going 23-20. The Eagles get the dub. They're third in four games.
Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets.
Miami Dolphins. How about this, Bri? Did you see who's starting at quarterback for the Jets?
Joe Flacco.
Joseph Vincent Flacco. You got to be kidding me. I mean, I don't understand this at all. Not at all. I guess you could simplistically just say that they're going to play the quarterback that they think gives them the best chance to win this game. And maybe that's all there is to it. And maybe that's all there should be to it, Bri. But what are we doing here? What are we trying to build? What is the end goal? I'm flummoxed, Bri. I'm officially flummoxed by this decision by the Jets to start Joe Flacco. If Zach Wilson's not 100%, okay, give Mike White another shot. He's basically one for two. He had a really good game and a bad game. Give him some more experience. See if he's the guy for next year to be the backup. I mean, I despise this decision by the New York Jets. I know the Dolphins blitz a lot or whatever, and I guess that's why they say they're doing it. I don't care. Maybe the Jets end up winning, but who cares? I guess if you're a Jets fan, you like to see your team win. I don't know. I'm going to take the Dolphins. I'm going to take Tua and the Dolphins, and the way that defense has been playing, I think it's a lower scoring game. I think it's 23-17. Miami Dolphins going to win.
Washington football team at the Carolina Panthers.
So this is another one I've kind of gone back and forth on. I think you can make a good argument either way. I don't like that Chase Young is out for Washington, but I really like the way they played against the Bucs on Sunday. I feel like Ron Rivera has a good book on Cam Newton, and I'm sure that I'll be curious to see what the package of plays is that Joe Brady has for Cam. You know, what he specifically puts in the game plan, because Joe Brady and Cam Newton have never worked together. He came in for a couple plays last week, but never really worked together. So I think that that's fascinating. Maybe that gives the Panthers an edge in this one. But, you know, I just think the NFL is a detail business. And it's hard to have all the details down of a new offense when you just got there. And I think Washington will show Carolina some things that, you know, Cam might not know what the answers are to the question in Carolina's new offense and Joe Brady's offense. I'm gonna take the road team. I'm gonna take Washington to get another win and to spoil Cam's homecoming. I'll take Washington 20-17. Another low scoring game, and you can let the doggies out, Bri.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Next game, it's the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills. Yeah, this game should be awesome. I actually think it's going to be very, very competitive. I like the way the Colts have been playing as of late. Now, I did think it was interesting what Greg said yesterday here on the Ross Tucker podcast about, you know, getting back to basics for the Bills, some of the things they did in that last game after the, to quote Greg, come to Jesus meeting. But I also like the way the Colts have played for a long time. And I know a lot of people are a little bit hesitant on the Colts because they didn't look great against the Jags. If anything, I feel like they're going to have a bounce back game. I feel like that was sort of their stinker and they won anyway. This is a gigantic game, really, for both teams. I like the Colts to keep it really close. I think it's an awesome game. I think it ends up being 27-24, a little higher scoring maybe than other people might think. I think the Bills get it done, but I do think the Colts keep it closer than other people do. 27-24 Bills.
Detroit at Cleveland.
You know what's funny, Brian? When I think Detroit, I think cars, right? The Motor City. When I think cars, I think the new free fix finder service at AutoZone, where you can troubleshoot more dashboard lights, including your check engine light, ABS light, and service interval light. The free fix finder will give you possible solutions for your lights, all backed by verified technicians. It'll even send you your full results in a detailed fix finder report straight to your email. So you'll have all the information you need to take on the fix. And if you need a bit of help from a repair shop, AutoZone will even refer you to a nearby shop that you can trust. It's the most complete free warning light report backed by technician verified fixes, and you can only find it at AutoZone. So next time your dashboard lights pay you a visit, just get in the zone, AutoZone. As for the game, Brian, I like the Browns quite a bit in this. Browns were embarrassed in New England. I think they come back and play much, much better. The Lions had that hard-fought, tough loss against the Steelers in overtime. Goff, I don't think he's going to play. I think it'll be Tim Boyle. I don't know. Maybe Tim Boyle comes out and plays really well. I don't know. I'm not predicting that to happen against Myles Garrett and company. I like the Cleveland Browns quite a bit in this one. This feels to me like 27-10. The Browns take it to the Lions. This could maybe even be a sneaky survivor pick, Bri. If you need somebody, I think the Browns are a good one to pick. Let the doggies out.
Doggies or survivor?
Oh, survivor. Yeah, you're right.
Your survivor / knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
San Francisco 49ers at the Jacksonville Jags.
I like the Niners. I think most people do. They played really well Monday night. Now they're playing at the Jags. I will say this. The Jacksonville Jaguars, in particular, that defense, playing much better. They're playing much better football. I think they deserve credit for that. I think Urban Meyer deserves credit for that, for the way they're playing on defense and the way they're playing as a team. They've been competitive. That said, and I am nervous about the Niners on a short week, the Niners cross country, but I feel like defense, which was very good for San Francisco Monday night, and the run game, I feel like they travel, meaning you can usually be pretty consistent with those two things, and I think they will be. I'll take San Francisco 24, Jacksonville 17. I think the Jags make it interesting again. Keep it to a one-score game. 24-17 Niners.
Next game, it's the Houston Texans at the Tennessee Titans.
So this is, I'm not going to predict it to happen, but I'm just telling you, Texans, baby, Texans. Titans should be on upset alert. Just to put in perspective, the Browns are a bigger favorite against the Lions than the Titans are against the Texans. I think Tyrod Taylor plays much better than he did in the last outing against the Dolphins. They had the bye. He's had more time to heal, more time to practice. They're realizing they got a heck of an opportunity against a team with the best record in football in Tennessee Titans. I don't really think the Titans are playing that great. The Titans are absolutely poised for a letdown after this six-game win streak they've been on. Keep an eye on the Texans. I don't have the guts to do it because I always give out my picks based on what I would do if I had to put $100 on it. Someone said, Ross, who's going to win the game, $100? I would say the Titans. But Wouldn't be surprised. The Texans win. I'm going to go 20-17 Titans. Don't lock them up.
Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings. So this is another one where I think the Vikings are a very live dog, as they say it here. I think it's going to be a back and forth affair. The Packers without Aaron Jones are a different team. I'll be curious to see how much they use A.J. Dillon in the passing game, but they are a different team. They're not as multiple without Dillon. He's not as good as a receiver out of the backfield as is Aaron Jones. Plus, the Vikings have been in every game, I think, all season. They've been right there. They got a chance to get back to 500 to be firmly in the playoff mix. I'll go Green Bay, but like the Tennessee-Houston game, I don't feel great about it. 24-23 Packers.
Baltimore at Chicago.
So I like the Ravens. I know a lot of people kind of like the Bears in this one, coming off the bye. Justin Fields playing better. Not me. I really think after that embarrassing loss to the Dolphins, after the Thursday night game, I think the Ravens come back, play really well. I think they have a good plan for the all-out blitz if the Bears come with it. And I really like the Ravens to take care of business here. I think it's probably 24-13, maybe 24-16, something like that.
Cincinnati Bengals are in the desert at the Raiders.
Is this the game you're at, Bri?
Yes, I will be there.
You've been to Allegiant Stadium a lot this year, I feel like.
Just once so far. I was there a couple of weeks ago for, I don't even remember what game it was. But yeah, I was there once this year with fans and then once last year for the Colts game without fans.
But if I remember, you even took a picture, I think. Like, the food was really impressive.
Food was very good, yes. Always looking forward to it there.
Do I look like I'm wearing a Bengals shirt almost today?
I would almost, well, no, it's a bit darker than that. And obviously, this is great audio for people who are not watching this on YouTube.
YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. We put it on video and everything. At least just go subscribe or at least follow at Ross Tucker Pod so you see that the best highlight clips that intern Casey, I guess she's part-time employee Casey now, I don't know, that part-time employee Casey cuts and puts up
more
on
of a rust color.
What's that?
It's more of a rust color.
What I'm wearing?
Yeah.
It's really not. It's what you see on that. That's what it looks like, I guess. Maybe you're right. I think I'm like half colorblind. At any rate, I like the Bengals to win the game. I think that they're bouncing back from a couple of bad performances and the bye. And I think the Raiders are in a bad way right now. Yeah, you know, it's two really poor performances in a row. I'm going to say that the Raiders snap out of it when I see them. Because I kind of thought they would snap out of it against the Chiefs, which is why I had the Raiders in the teasers on the Even Money podcast, but they sure as heck didn't. So they got to show it to me. They got to show me that Rich Bisaccia was not just that one game boost.
Moving on. The Cardinals.
Sorry, Brian.
Oh, go ahead.
I should give a score. Bengals. Bengals would be 6-4 if they win. The winner 6-4. Bengals 31, Raiders 20.
All right, now let's move on to the Cardinals and the Seahawks.
So it looks like Kyler Murray will be back. So Kyler Murray versus Russell Wilson, always fun, always enjoyable. I believe that the Cardinals will win, but I think this is going to be a really close game. Really competitive. I think Russell Wilson probably a little embarrassed by how he played in that game against the Packers, getting shut out like that. I do believe he'll bounce back and play much better. As for the Cardinals, I guess I'm curious to see how mobile Kyler Murray is, but I still think even if he's not overly mobile, and believe me, the Seahawks will test that with pressure, I still think he'll be better than what they got from Colt McCoy last week. I like the Cardinals to get this done. Although Seahawks defense has been playing pretty well, I'm going to say, again, a lower scoring game, 20 to 17, Cardinals.
Cowboys, Chiefs.
How about them Cowboys? So I said this on the Even Money podcast, and I'll say it here. I think the Cowboys are really good. And I think the Chiefs showed in one game that they still have the potential to be really good. I don't know that I'm buying that the Chiefs snapped out of it and that Patrick Mahomes is going to play like that every week. I am very curious to see what Dan Quinn does in this game from a defensive standpoint. He's played a lot of single high safety this year, which teams are reluctant to do against the Chiefs because then you're kind of man-to-man on the outside. I wonder what Dan Quinn has up his sleeve. Should be the by far, I would say, the best game of the day. I like the Cowboys. I'm going with the underdog. I'm going with the Cowboys. I think they're one of the best teams in football. I have number one in my power rankings. I think the Cowboys win this game. I think it's an awesome back-and-forth game. 30-27, boys, let the doggies out, Brian.
Ross's underdog of the week. Who let the dogs out?
Sunday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Chargers.
Go, Chargers, go. There will be more Steelers fans there than Chargers. I would be stunned if that's not the case. We'll obviously look for that Sunday night, but I would be stunned. This is a tough game to pick because of the unknowns. Don't know about Minkah Fitzpatrick. Doubt he plays. Don't know about TJ Watt. Doubt he plays. Don't know about Ben Roethlisberger. Still kind of waiting to hear about Ben and what ends up happening there. Then on the flip side, you've got, for the Chargers, don't know about Jerry Tillery, although he tested positive, so I think he's out. Joey Bosa is a close, unvaccinated contact. We don't know there. So tough game to pick. I know Steve Fezzik likes the Chargers, my Even Money co-host. I'm going to go Chargers because I think right now, as we sit here Friday morning, 7:41 a.m., it's more likely to be Mason Rudolph than Ben Roethlisberger. And I'm not picking Mason Rudolph to beat Justin Herbert. I mean, he might, but I'm not predicting that to happen. So I'm going to go Chargers 24, Steelers 20. 24-20 Chargers. By the way, Bri, if you don't have Crocs, I'm literally wearing Crocs right now. I'm going to take them off and show them to you. For those of you that watch on YouTube, putting my money where my mouth is. Boom. I even have the little gibbets on there. I wear Crocs all the time. Outside, inside in my detached garage, inside in my house. It is so much cushion for the pushing, so much support. Plus, they're supporting DraftKings, and they're supporting my show. They're literally supporting my body and my show. They've got this Crocs Predator Showdown series coming, and it's free to play on DraftKings.com. They had one last week on November 11th. They got another one on Christmas. Talk about an awesome gift to yourself on Christmas. There's a couple games on Christmas. Go ahead and get in this DraftKings.com/Crocs free to play for $10,000, and you'll be able to watch on Christmas, watch those two games, and maybe win money. Very cool deal. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Final game of the week, Monday Night Football, the Giants at the Bucks.
So the Giants have been playing better last couple weeks. They deserve credit for that. Went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs. They beat the Raiders. But I cannot imagine Tom Brady and the Bucks losing again. They haven't, as of Monday, they will not have won in 30 days. Bucks, I'd be stunned if they lose this game at home. Absolutely stunned. I think the Giants, though, can hang. I think the Giants can hang and keep it competitive. Let us say Tampa Bay 27, Giants 24-17. I think the Giants defense is pretty good. 24-17, the Bucks get the victory. And that'll do it for not only a Finish Strong Friday edition of the mighty RTFP, but for the week. Please check out some of those other shows. College Draft Podcast is awesome. Even Money, Fantasy Feast, Andrew Brandt's Business of Sports, terrific. Love those of you that check out the other shows because you don't have me on Saturday or Sunday if you want to listen to more shows. Then you can also check us out on YouTube, which is cool. And if you want one of these last two Maddens, you know what to do. I'll give it one more shot next week. MyFrontPageStory.com. Shout-outs are in order. They always are. To Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.